Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour on this live Thursday edition, the 28th day of April, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Websites are InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv. Check them out today. A syndicated talk show host, Terry Anderson, is joining us. He's been on the front lines for over a decade of the border wars. Mexican troops killing federal officers, the rapes, the slaughters, the murders, the drug dealing, the child kidnapping rings. It is hellish what's going on. And now we've got government officials declaring that Mexico now controls California. We got TV magnates putting up billboards saying that L.A. is Mexico. We've got government leaders saying, get out, blacks, whites, get out. And you got the Fortune 500 funding it. Terry Anderson will be with us for another 30 minutes, and we're about to go straight back to your calls. Before we go right back to your calls, Terry Anderson, when do you see this cresting? When do you see a flashpoint developing?
I don't know, Alex. I don't really have an answer for that. But let me just say this. And I've thought about it, too, so I don't know what to say on that one. But let me say this. When I got started in this immigration thing 12 years ago, and this is our fifth year on the air, but before that I was just an activist. And I'm still an activist. And I used to talk to people. You know who Barbara Coe is and Glenn Spencer and others. We used to talk about the day would come when people would get angry enough and start being heard and start getting noticed, and people would stand up for their country and be vocal, and the politicians would be forced to listen.
That's
those
now
glorious,
happening.
Those glorious days would someday be here. Well, guess what? They're here. Finally, those days are here.
But we got to keep pushing.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not
saying we're done. I am telling you that this thing, we have gotten to the top of the hill, and we're looking down. We haven't started down, but we're looking down on the other side, and we're saying, okay, I can see a win in sight if we only push harder.
No, you're right. I mean, it's 50-50 right now, sudden death overtime.
Yes, things have changed.
Because things have gotten so bad. We've seen what NAFTA and GATT have done. They can tell us all day how great the illegal aliens are, how good they are. We know it's not good.
No, we do. We know what's going on. There's no doubt about that. It's just a matter. I've heard that 3% of the citizens got this country started back in 1776, and I always think about what a small number that was compared to everybody that was living here. Well, guess what? It's the same way now. It's just a few of us fighting this thing. But if we could get more people to come out of it. A lot of people are afraid. A lot of people don't want to be known. A lot of people don't want to put their face out there. I understand that. But there's things you can do. There's pressure. Don't you ever believe we don't have power? The pressure of these people calling their congressman has turned this thing around. I talked to a congressman Monday, and I won't mention his name, but he told me the reason he came around on illegal immigration was pressure from his constituents who said he was not mentioning it and had not taken a stand on illegal immigration, and he studied it and realized that his constituents were right, and he decided to get vocal, and he is now one of the Immigration Reform Caucus members, and he's fighting this fight just
well,
like...
Well, here's the deal, Terry.
You know,
I mean, there are 6,500,000 people at the census a couple years ago. It was 6,300,000,000, but it's 6.5 billion now. And under these amnesty plans, everybody can come here. And I guarantee you, down the road, if the globalists have their way, it's going to be the Larikinkises are going to be complaining about Asians.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. We can't have the whole world here, folks.
Mark, do you think there's not some guy in Mongolia? Or somewhere way, way out in the middle of nowhere who wouldn't come here and work for 50 cents a day just to be in America? So, you know, this whole thing about they're here building our country for us and at cheap labor, we can get cheaper labor than that. I'm sure there's somebody who will work much cheaper. That's not the answer. The answer is staying your butt where you're supposed to be in your country, making your country a better place. And if you do decide to come here the right way, and within reasonable numbers, we will welcome you.
Well, Terry, people haven't been to Calcutta or Mexico City. They don't know the hell of third world living. We have got to protect ourselves from this. Bottom line, we haven't even talked about the diseases. Oh, that's a whole nother ball of wax. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
Yeah. Paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the main...
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third hour. Thank you so much for joining us, Terry Anderson. He'll be with us for about 22 more minutes. I know we have loaded phone lines for him, so we're going to be going to Ron in New York, Chris in Tennessee, Rob in South Carolina, Fred in Arizona, and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. For the next 3 minutes, though, I am honored to have Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, joining us, and they are based right here in the United States of America. And right here in Tejas as well, right here in Texas. And these are the highest quality, made in America, water purification systems. Take about 2 minutes to put together. Very simple, gravity-fed. And these black Berkey elements, they've even improved on the British Berkey, which they also sell. But the black Berkey is the one I recommend you get. I've got one myself, and I've bought, what now, four of them to give to friends and family. They are an amazing system. I mean, these new black filters just knock it all out. And they are so powerful. And they're the same amount, roughly, a little bit less, actually, than an Indian knockoff that is in most of your sporting goods and in camping supply shops. That's $199 and is a total piece of junk. The element might weigh maybe a third of what the black elements weigh. These little puny white elements that do absolutely nothing, folks. It's a joke. So, you've heard about the rest. Now here's the best. You really need to get this, and you also get one free gift, different videos about sheltering in place and preparedness, different books, materials, free shower filters where you absorb a lot of the poisons is on your shower, in your shower. They have these little sports bottle filters that I've bought probably 50 of over the years to give as gifts. And when you go to the hardware store or the hunting supply place, one of these water filters that you can get water out of a creek or whatever, and it makes it safe, they're usually $35. They have them for $20, folks. And their elements are like three times as heavy and bigger. Just a higher standard, folks, a higher standard than they got with all the bells and whistles, the big fancy filters with built-in lights and rechargeable batteries and solar panels. For just an amazing deal. Debbie, good to have you on with us, my dear.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me. I wanted to say that, you know, a lot of customers who have those older units and the ones that they get at the sporting goods that are the knockoffs, they end up calling me in the end and ordering our filters to put in them. So, you know, don't even consider buying those when you can get the Berkey water filters, because they really are so much better, and they really did set a new standard for the water filter industry.
And you got the university studies for folks that want them. And on top of that, you thump one of these little elements from these yellow or white elements from India. They're hollow. But you pick up a black Berkey, I mean, element, it's heavy.
Yeah. And you can, we can make sure that, you know, people get exactly the water filter that they need for, you know, for their family, whatever size they need, whatever purification they need in case they need to remove the fluoride. We need to add the additional post filters. So, you know, by ordering directly from us or on the website, you're going to be sure to get the very best possible water filtration possible.
Because you're a wholesaler. You guys are the manufacturers and the distributors. And Debbie, you know, has the specific job of, you know, handling their radio. And so you're working with her. Sometimes she has a friend in there helping her. So if you call and the number's busy, leave your name and number, she'll call you right back. Just great service, folks. They'll send you brochures, whatever you want. Don't wait any longer. I mean, how do you let your children drink what's in the water? It's full of so much garbage. We've gone over this before. Give Debbie a call right now, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com. And in the comment section, tell them what free gifts you want. BerkeyWater.com or 888-803-4438. Real quick, Debbie, tell them about the free gifts.
Well, we have, like Alex just mentioned, if you get the Berkey light with the light, you can get the KDF shower filter as a free gift now. Or you can get two Berkey sport bottles, potassium iodate, or the movie Sheltering in Place, and you can mix and match with the different items.
What about the shower filters?
The shower filters, they are fantastic, and you get that shower filter for free with the Berkey light, with the light for $259, and a lot of people are taking advantage of that one. And for the people who have handheld shower, you know, those ones that...
You just,
you know,
screw it in...
In between the pipe and that,
yeah,
handheld.
Yeah, my house,
thing,
I just screw it into the bottom of the unit up on the wall. And
right, and I've only had, in the 9 years I've been working here, I've only had one customer who had a system in their shower that it wouldn't work on. So it's really easy to install, and it's great. And, I mean, people rebuy them year after year.
By the way, Debbie,
for 1 year.
By the way, Debbie, once or twice a year I always do this on air. Will you charge my credit card and send me two more shower filters? It's been a year. It's time for me to replace them.
Okay,
thanks, Debbie. 888-803-4438. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 888-803-4438. Give her a call right now. And, Debbie, you heard me. Please send me two of those and charge my credit card. She just got my credit card number up there on file because I asked her to do it because I'm always so busy. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to Terry Anderson. Terry, thank you for holding while we were plugging those filters.
No problem, buddy.
Well, I mean, there's so many issues we cover. And anybody that, well, you guys in L.A. have got toilet to tap out there.
Yep, we're up to our eyebrows. And it's just, it's really sad.
It's amazing how the water supplies have got serious problems.
It gets worse. You can't drink it. And then, you do if you have to, but what are you going to do? And it gets worse tasting every year. And they're pumping this stuff. What, well, it got so many people they have to get water to? You know, what are you going to do? You just...
But they admit they actually take the sewer water and then, quote, purify it, you drink it.
Yeah, that's what they tell us. I don't know if it's true or not, but they tell us. And
no, it's been in your news. You're one of the few cities that has toilet to tap results of that soon.
You know, I don't know.
Toilet to tap, great stuff. Let's go to the calls for Terry Anderson. Ron in New York, you're on the air with our guest.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
I'm calling about the phony Real ID Act legislation, which might pass, seems imminent to pass. This thing is nothing more than an attempt to keep track of native-born American citizens. Any provisions that were in it that were anti-illegal alien have basically been stripped out of it in the course of the legislating. There's no lawful presence requirement. It's about time.
And then this new northern border head is also going to control a lot of the southern. They'll just ignore any of the other provisions.
The bottom line is what weakened provisions may be left will not be enforced.
Well, that's a good point for Terry.
Okay.
The Congress passes 2,000 more border patrol for the southern border, and Bush just says, no, you don't get that money.
Right. And in addition, the 2,000 was only to cover attrition of retirees. It wasn't increasing its number overall. But that aside.
Well, let me get a comment from Terry on that, Terry.
Sure. My opinion is this. I disagree with the caller. I haven't looked at the final version of it yet, but the way it was written when I looked at it last, I'm willing to take it. If it's going to take driver's licenses away from them, I think we need to do something to get it rolling. And if this guy thinks that it's put to keep control of us, we're fine. But no matter what we bring, there's always somebody that's going to be against it for some reason. We can nitpick anything we want and find something.
Larry, I know
sorry,
you want
to
get stuff
interrupt
done.
You, but I have to step in.
Well,
here.
You're not going to step in while I'm talking. Please. Because I'm talking now. And,
okay,
and I did not interrupt you, sir.
Okay,
go ahead. Yeah, thank you. But what I'm saying is this. I mean, we can find something wrong with everything. I want something that's going to take driver's licenses away from these people. And if I have to put up with a little something else to do that, well, I mean, I'm assuming that you don't live where I live, sir. I live in a place where
I live in New York City, sir. I know about
okay, but you're not inundated with Mexicans the way I am. And you're not inundated with goats in your front yard. You don't have chickens walking on your street. You don't have chickens walking on your street. You do not.
I think if you visited New York City, you would understand.
I was in New York City last month, and I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, live here for a good number of years.
What I'm telling you is this. Until you've walked in my shoes out here in California.
By the way, I did live in Los Angeles at one point in time, too. So I understand both cities are inundated with this problem, okay? I'm not calling unaware.
We're all on the same side. It's all right.
Listen, if you read the final draft of the legislation, what has come out of the committees and what has been reduced and amended in the process is no longer what you think it was. It's not the original draft. They eliminated what they called the legal presence requirement from the legislation. That's why I'm complaining about it. And by the way, I don't think the best way to do this is to have a national ID card.
ID card.
That's what it amounts to.
Well,
it's de facto a national ID.
That's your opinion.
You have the federal government dictating the standards to the states for driver's license, which we're heretofore the province of the states. And then the data will be culled and kept in federal databases. It's a national ID card by any other name.
Well, that's your opinion.
But I find it wrong. No, that's a fact.
Well, let me know when it's my turn.
Check that out. If you want to read...
Ron, thank you for the call. I got a bunch of other callers I got to get to. Ron, why don't you send him that to the Terry Anderson
Show.com. I've gotten all this stuff from people before, and we just have a difference of opinion on this. I don't think it's a national ID card. I'm all for states' rights. I believe in state sovereignty, but the states aren't doing their job on illegal immigration. And I know the people who came up with this bill. These are good people. These are sincere people. And whether or not it's perfect, I won't debate that with the caller. It's not perfect. But where I live, I'm willing to take it. I am.
Well, I think the point he's making is, look at how Congress passed a good bill for 2,000 more Border Patrol, and look how Bush then goes in through his executives in the agencies and then took that. And that's what they're saying they're going to do, Terry.
Well, and that's a good point. But what do we do? What do we do, Alex?
We fight that when we come to it.
Do we sit here and do nothing until we get the absolute 100% perfect bill? You know what I mean? Is that what we do? Because if that's what we're going to do, we're never going to get anything done.
I understand you've been fighting this on the front lines and you want to get something done. I just remember Lamar Smith said, oh, we need thumb scanners in Texas back in the early 90s, and then they had an exemption for the illegals.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they do this over and over again, Terry. I mean, I understand what you're saying. If they were being honest about this, it would do something. The problem is they're going to order their agents to not to selectively enforce. I think that's what Ron was talking about. Ron calls a lot. He's a New York cop. We'll be right back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terry and I were just talking during the break, and the illegal aliens that are controlled by their D.C. masters, part of this global system, I mean, this is admitted, it's part of a trilateral plan, and I've had congressmen on that will tell you that. We have the documents. I was asking him, are they still as arrogant? And tell me what you told me during the break, Terry.
Well, they've changed quite a bit because they didn't expect the opposition that they're getting from us. See, we've become pretty We're together now. We're united on this thing. We've got so many people, and we've put it together so tough on them and brought so much.
We're not being cowed. We have the moral authority and the initiative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's happened now, they're getting opposition. See, they had carte blanche before. They did and said what they wanted with without
They said,
impunity.
We're going to kill the whites. We're going to kill the blacks.
We're fighting back now.
We're a God race.
There you go. And we're fighting back. And when you start to fight back, things change. Now, they're on the defensive. They're on the run. They're having to fix it. And if I might, Alex, I want to say the caller a few minutes ago, the one I got into it with, he and I have different opinions on this. You were telling me
you argue with your friends about this.
Oh, all the time. All the time we go round and round. We disagree about this. And my concerns are the same as his about the data gathering. I disagree that it's a national ID card. But I just want something, and I'm willing to eat a little. To get something going here. That's my problem. And
well, here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. Terry, you know this. They will give you, say, 8 provisions. 2 of them are bad. 5, 6 of them are good. And then they don't implement the 6 good ones and only do the 2 bad.
Well, that has always been the case. But I'm desperate, and I'll take the chance.
Well, what we can do, and we've seen this in other cases, is you get a bill through, we can go back and snip out other parts. But I don't want to do that. We disagree on this because I've just seen it too much. All I do is watch the legislation, and they're busy squirreling with it every day. So I don't even know what the version is today. When's the last time you saw it?
That's the problem. And maybe your caller. What was his name?
Ron in New York.
Yeah, maybe Ron has seen the latest one, and I haven't. And if he has, if there's a latest one that I can see, maybe I'll change my mind. I haven't seen the latest one. So.
Let's take some calls here. Well, the answer is prosecute employers that knowingly hire illegals. And the answer is put troops on the border. And let me give you
one more. Seize the assets of illegal aliens. If they buy a house, just like if you would have
exactly.
Drug
hey, listen, they seize Americans' assets all the time.
There you go. If you don't pay your taxes, or you're caught selling drugs, or whatever, they will seize your assets. If they buy a house, a car, a set of eating utensils, or some underwear, take it away from them and then deport them. But we're not doing that. These people are buying homes quicker than anybody else, and we got Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lending them money. Nobody's saying a word about
well,
the fact
you know,
that it's
Terry,
aiding and abetting,
Terry,
Alex. That's aiding and abetting an illegal alien,
Terry,
and there are statutes against that.
I agree. I am against the police state, but let me explain something here to people. Admiralty law was meant to be practiced on the seas and the borders. That was codified. That's what our government did before. That's where it taxed people. That's where it controlled. It's not meant to be in the middle of the country or on the... No, it's meant to be on the edges of the country defending it, and that's how countries have always defended themselves, is seizing, is grabbing. But instead, they've taken that whole system and shifted it in domestically where it's totally illegal. Asset forfeiture seizure is totally criminal against the citizens, but it is not against foreigners. It is not against aliens. It is not against their ships, their cars, their goods. When they're here, they're under admiralty, and I agree with you. Are you aware of admiralty law?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But see, notice how it's all selectively enforced. I got to tell you this, and you're going to stay with us. I promise, folks, we'll straight your calls in the next segment, and the Terry's going to leave in 15 minutes, but I got to go over this right now. This is so important. I have a friend who manages the biggest apartment complex properties in Austin for the biggest company in the country. They were told in a secret meeting 2 Christmases ago that they have been taken over 1/3 of their assets by the government. They're now government housing, but they're not to tell the people and these are nice apartments that they're leasing them out. And they've been told if a black person, a white person, a Hispanic citizen who's got money, even has family over for a week, fine them, kick them out. But if they are illegal aliens, give them a place, you don't need ID, and let them have as many people as they want in there. We're doing this on behalf of the government. So, I mean, I've been at banks, Terry, when the illegals are allowed to get the bank account, I've got to show 3 forms of ID. This is by design.
Oh, no doubt about it. They are the American citizens now, and you and I are the foreigners. And that's a fact.
So they're not even under admiralty, but we are.
We are. Absolutely. Absolutely. We are the second-class citizens now.
Man, I tell you, the government is really trying to destroy this country. I'm speechless. I mean, it is just... Folks, I'm not kidding. What I just told you is directly from a family friend that I've known my entire life, who is a high-level manager. And they were told, we are... It is racketeering. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just a side note, folks, if you don't hear me specifically endorsing something, whether it's a video or a book or a water filter, then I don't endorse it. That's just a statement I wanted to make. And I do endorse Terry Anderson and the Terry Anderson Show and his website, terryandersonshow.com, and the great work he's doing. Because he's been there, again, for 12 years, fighting hard, telling it like it is, standing up against this. And my hand is out. I'm not bashing Russians. I'm not bashing Polish people when Ford Motor Company or GM brings in $10,000 at a pop to fire every worker they got and put them in working for a third of what the others were, and they all live in one little apartment, and then they bust them in every day to the plant. I'm not against you individually, but this is not free market because these corporations are multinational and they've set up the trade systems, the trade deals. When you hear free trade, it means scam trade. It's not free trade. It's like a criminal enterprise of muscling and scamming. And when they allow them to bring in all these Indian workers to displace almost all our high-tech people, and the government says it's going to get 7 times worse in the next 4 years, Congressional Budget Office did a study. I mean, how is it going to get 7 times worse? Everybody I know who had a computer job, people with 2 degrees or 1 degree or have been working there 20 years, either are fired or have taken like an 80% pay cut. know, I mean, it's insane. And it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. But the Indians aren't here saying, we're taking over, we're going to kill you. The Russians aren't saying, this is our country, we don't want to be Americans, we're going to kill you. They're just taking all the jobs. It just so happens the group that is the predominant largest invading group is also being very racist and very hateful and being supported by the media and others. And we've got to respond to it. I mean, folks, I remember about 7-8 years ago, the libertarian Longhorns and the young conservatives asked me to come speak at UT for Texas Independence. And I didn't even know what it was. I mean, I knew about Texas Independence Day, but I didn't know it had become political, that the UT had banned it and then instead celebrated Mexican independence. Had banned the school officially sanctioning it. So I go and I get up there to the podium, and there's Hispanics and blacks and whites, you know, everybody up there for Texas Independence Day. And here come people in Indian headdresses, you know, Aztec headdresses, and grab the cake and start spitting it out. And a big black guy runs up and grabs the microphone from me and pushes me. And the news takes a photo and implies I was fighting with him. And they're screaming, you're a racist, and spitting cake on us. And then I went and researched who they are, and I go to their websites, and we will kill the whites. We will slaughter all of them. We are a god race that landed in crystal pyramids. We are the alien race of God. We are the superior ones. And I'm going, man, I was just bullhorning the Klan a month ago. This is the Klan. Terry Anderson?
There you go. The Klan comes in all colors. Let me tell you something. This old PCBS about only whites can be racist is untrue. I know most of the racists I know are black. And that's a fact. I mean, within my own people, you know what I mean? Now these new people coming here, I mean, I know more black races than white races, but now we've got new people coming here who are hating us before they even get to the country. And that's mutual, buddy. They hate you as much as they hate me.
Well, it seems to even be more. What is this that's going on between the illegal aliens and blacks? Because I really am seeing a major clash.
Well, the schools is where, well, it started in the prisons, actually. The prisons have been that way for a while. Anytime you get a prison yard or a high school that's approximately 65-70% Hispanic, you're going to have problems. As long as the Hispanics are the minority, the blacks don't bother them. That's a fact. I mean, there may be some isolated incident, but as a whole, they don't bother them. But as soon as they get to be 65-70%, oh, buddy, it starts. It starts and the attacks begin. Jefferson High School, 85% black 15 years ago is now 90% Hispanic, and that's where the riots are happening every day. And Santa Monica High School, same thing. Fremont, Jordan High School.
What are they doing to the blacks?
All these high schools who were once black in this city, Alex, are now predominantly Hispanic, and the riots begin. And that's sad.
Man, I tell you, this is scary. Let's take some calls. It's just, and the globalists love it. They love us at each other's throats. It's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Tennessee, and then Rob and Fred and Diane. Go ahead. That'll be all the time we have for calls.
Terry, thank you very much for coming to Alex's show.
My pleasure.
And I'll be turning in Sunday. Also, if you get a chance, please plug Debbie's water filter. She's really nice. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And the fact that gets me is the tens of millions of dollars that they're taking out of our economy, sending back to Mexico where they don't pay any taxes. And this, the way the Bush administration is pandering to the Latino vote is just.
But most Latinos, 60+% in polls, aren't for this either.
Right.
See, that's the illusion.
That's the Americans. But you believe the illegals are all for it.
What I would like to see is an amendment saying if you're illegal and if you give birth to a child, that child's not a citizen. That child's illegal also.
There is an amendment now in the Congress a bill. That's just not, I can't for the life of me think of the
American
name of it.
American hospitals advertise, you know, come over here. Listen, Jerry, I cut my finger almost completely off years ago, and I had an insurance card on me. And because they told them, because the illegals they know don't have it, they go right past you into the emergency room.
They do.
Terry, I'm proud of you about your Second Amendment rights. We've got plenty of guns down here in Tennessee, and if the shooting starts,
I will be in Nashville next Friday.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Let's talk now. We got to hurry here. Let's now talk to Rob in South Carolina. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, with the whole plan you talk about, you know, with the immigration and everything, what can we do to stop that in the government?
Well, Well, you know, the first thing is vigilance and knowing what's going on. A lot of people out here in the street don't know what's happening, and that's a fact. You know, they're so hung up on the NBA and the NFL and having a six pack, all things that I like to do also. But they also have to spend some time with their country. Secondly, you gotta let these politicians know what you think of it. If they're not doing your bidding, you gotta call them and tell them. I lobby in Congress, and the first thing they tell me, well, you know what? To be honest, we're not hearing from our constituents about immigration, and that's congressmen from all over the country. And I know that's true. People will bitch and call up radio shows and scream and holler, but they will not call that congressman. That is so important so that they can get that incoming flack.
Well, also, when your city builds a day labor site for the illegals, when your city doesn't enforce laws against them, when this stuff goes on, you've got to go down to the city council as well.
You have to. On a local level, school board, when the school board is reaching out with all this bilingualism, go down there and complain. If we're not heard, we're not doing our job.
Well, I mean, Mexico doesn't for people that live there from other countries, doesn't have their language for them.
No, they don't. You go down there and live in that country, which is hard to do, it, first of all. But if you go, you must have all the correct papers, and there will be no bilingual anything. You're going to be immersed in that language, as it should be. I applaud the Mexicans for a lot of things to do. The way they make you prove who you are to vote, the way they treat foreigners down there in hospitals, all of these things I applaud. Exactly what we should be doing here. We should take a lesson from them.
Well, that's another thing. They're total hypocrites.
Absolutely. Now, that I don't applaud. When they scream about us doing exactly what they do, then they get angry. But we should do exactly what they do and don't care when they
scream. Well, I'm going to tell everybody this, regardless of what color you are. Do you want to compete against, we've already got 30 million, tens of millions more? I mean, are you doing better than you were doing 5 years ago? You know you're not, regardless. Even the illegal aliens is getting tough on them with the economy.
That's right.
I mean, folks, it's going to get worse and worse and worse, and all you'll have is your La Reconquista pride that you're all puffed up with and that the establishment is pushing on you. Or there's an open hand to save this country and to have freedom. Let's take a few more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Arizona. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a victory I want to report. Okay, this is a Tucson Citizen newspaper. The Army sergeant that arrested the illegal aliens, the charges have been dropped against him. Maricopa County Attorney Andrew Thomas has declined to prosecute an Army reservist who acknowledged having held seven Mexicans at gunpoint. Thomas's offices said Arizona citizens have the right to make a citizen arrest felony.
That is incredible news.
Committed in the presence of a felony has been committed, and the citizens have reasonable grounds to believe the person they intend to arrest has committed it.
Let me stop you right there. Please email to tips at Infowars.com, that Tucson Citizen story. We'll post it. But this is why this is dangerous. Hold on a second. You do have a right to do a citizen's arrest if somebody's robbing something or doing something. I totally agree. I didn't think he should get in trouble. They were obviously illegal aliens. But it could be very dangerous if any of them aren't, and it'll be used by a poster child by these groups to try to shut down what the Minutemen are doing. This guy wasn't with the Minutemen. Let me get a comment from Terry Anderson.
Yeah, I agree. It's a dangerous thing. I applaud the guy. I don't think he did anything wrong either. But you're absolutely right, Alex. If by chance that the person is a citizen or a legal resident alien, you take the chance on this thing just blowing up out of proportion. And they will use it against us. They will.
It would have been better to just call the Border Patrol, to follow that vehicle at a distance with your cell phone.
It's dangerous.
But that's a lot better than pointing the gun at them. You know, right there on the spot. If they're coming in your house, fine. But and again, I'm commending. Overall, it's good what the guy did. But at the end of the day, and I'm glad that the sheriff's department didn't charge him. Read that one more time.
Okay, just a few sentences. Sergeant Patrick Habb did not commit a crime and was making a lawful citizen's arrest when he detained six illegal aliens. Thomas's office. Now, Thomas is the Maricopa County attorney. Said Arizona citizens have the right to make a citizen's arrest if either a federal or a state felony offense has been committed in their presence, or if a felony has been committed and the citizens have reasonable grounds to believe the person they intend to arrest has committed it.
But here's the problem with that. All counties aren't like that. A lot of counties will arrest you, will press charges. I want to warn people and add this caveat to it. Even the police have to question you first before they start pulling guns out unless they think they're in danger. So do we want, you know, even the police with us as citizens pulling guns first, asking questions later? I'm just saying I don't want people to hear this and then run out and start doing it themselves. Terry?
I agree. It's a dangerous thing, and you could ruin your whole life. The reason I say that, I mean, you could prosecute it for this. You got to get a lawyer. You got to get bail. I mean, it could be a tragedy. I applaud the guy for what he did, but it's an iffy deal.
Yeah, I'm just trying to warm people up. Anything else, caller?
That's all I got. Thank you much.
Thank you for that great news.
That's good news.
Really exciting news. One last caller for our guest. We've got to let him get out of here. He's got some work to do. Diane in South Carolina. Go ahead, Diane.
Terry, you know, like, you're right on the front line. So around the United States, a lot of other people are not hit with this. And what I don't understand is not being brought up is the diseases that these people are bringing in, like regular TB and then the TB that has no cure.
Drug resistant.
Our government is paying $250,000.
And by the way, when we have 300,000 immigrants coming in a year, mm-hmm. you know, when they were white people, you know, whatever, they want to cry racism. It's not. I mean, if Italians are coming in here or Germans are coming in here in 1915, they checked them for TB.
And not only that, they are letting them work in restaurants and everywhere. And you can go in a shopping cart in a grocery store and get that bacteria on your hands and transmit it.
Well, I want to ask Hispanic Americans this. I want to ask them this. Your children are sitting in the schools next to these illegals.
Right.
And the TB levels have quadrupled.
Right. Diane, you bring up a very good point, and I was going to say what Alex just said. He took my thunder, but these kids are sitting in classrooms with kids who are infected, who didn't get checked when they came across the border. They live in households that might have 30 to 40 people in a two-bedroom house. Anybody in there has it. Everybody in there has it. And each one of those people goes out into the workplace, their minimum wage job, into some restaurant, breathing on
you
your
know
food.
It. You
the
cannot
kids
report.
Go into the schools, and this is how this thing gets spread. We had stamped this out in this country, and now these diseases are back and worse than they were before.
And isn't it terrible we have to wait for something like this to happen before people will get off their duff?
That's right.
Instead of knowing all the football scores, basketball teams, whatever, this is our lives. And I don't mean to be cruel, but somewhere along the line, we do have to stand up for what is right. It's not that we're doing anything belligerent. We're standing up just to survive.
I like
you. Thank you, Diane.
I like Diane. I like all your callers. You got some of the best callers I've ever heard. Very educated and have passion. I love it.
Well, thank you, Terry. You certainly got passion. We could all learn by your example. But let me just, in closing, just finish up with this with you. And the website's TerryAndersonShow.com. Sunday nights, folks. Be sure and listen.
TerryAndersonShow.com.
But when we sit here and look at this and we talk about this, people need to understand, and I want this to be burned into their brains. The media is ignoring this. What is it? TB's now, actually, it's quadrupled. Whooping cough is back.
Yep.
And the same things that our forefathers that came here had to go through, they don't even have to go through. It makes no sense. And at the same time, let's shift away from Latin America. I've been to Minnesota a bunch. They brought in hundreds of thousands of Somalis.
Yep.
To the point where they're taking over all the jobs. Why are they doing this, Terry?
They're doing it because the New World Order wants it done that way. They want this cheap labor. They want us to merge into one great big happy family that ain't ever going to be happy. It ain't going to happen. Ever. We've got to fight this thing, Alex. We've got to be vigilant on this. We've got to fight it. You must tell your Congress people and your city people, if you vote for anything that helps illegal aliens, I will mount a campaign against you, and you'll never get in office again.
All right. Terry Anderson, thank you for coming on with us, my friend.
I want to thank you for having me, buddy.
You bet. Take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Great guy. And we don't totally agree on this bill, of course, but I think he'll find out later. You know, he goes to Congress, he's there lobbying, he's trying to do the best he can, and I can only commend the effort. But 98% of what he's doing is just wonderful. And I want to say this again, get past the emotion. Okay, I'm talking to the Larican Kistas out there. You know that, what is it, a third of the babies born in Mexico City have that syndrome where their brain is a third of the normal size and they're brain dead. You know TB, drug-resistant, drug-immune is rampant. You know whooping cough, all of that. Why does the government let them pour in here? And the TB is even worse from Russia, but it's a smaller group coming in. Why? I mean, that's a whole other issue here. I mean, I don't appreciate it. I know a lot of middle-class families whose children are getting whooping cough in these public schools who are getting TB. And it is bad news. They got to go on drugs for years. This stuff is bad, and what the caller mentioned is true. And then, you know, you hear this spin, well, that's code, you know, that's racism. No, it's facts. If a German or Irish or Italian immigrant or a Mexican immigrant came into this country, 80 years ago, up until just 30 years ago, they tested them. I mean, it's common sense. Folks, do you know what the third world's like? 30,000 people die a day from starvation. 20,000 die a day from these diseases. And boy, you get it. You're going to be thinking about it. I mean, just look at it. Just look at how much this government wants to destroy this country. And it is part of globalization. It is part of the new world order. And I've been pushing and fighting for our sovereignty for the 10 years I've been on the air. I've been really aware of this for 7 years, maybe 8 years. I guess it was about 8 years ago since that Texas Independence Day. And I was shocked by it. I mean, I'm somebody who goes. You've seen it on the TV show locally and protest the Klan. I've done it 3 times. And I will protest Mecha and La Raza and all of it. I mean, I am going to stand up against you. And you need to be ashamed of yourselves, people that are involved in this. And if you want to fight, you're going to get one. I'm not ashamed of standing up for my country. I will defend it, and we will win.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I got to move quick. Joe in Wisconsin wanted to tell us about some police case he had. Thanks for holding, Joe. Last caller, go ahead and finish up what you were saying earlier.
Thanks for letting me be the tail gunner, and thank you from all the vets. The first hour comments were great. Love your country, hug a vet. Anyway, the judge was the only one who wanted to prosecute. It was incredible. It was exactly
what. So what was the case? What was the specifics?
I was crossing a footbridge across campus, and an officer said, "What are you running away for?" Like, "All right, what do you want?" And he said, "I just want to talk." And he basically wanted to see if I would go anywhere. And that got me into a fishing expedition. That means he just wanted to search me. And I said, "No, not without a warrant." And then he said, "Well, I have probable cause." And I said, "No, you don't." Then he called for backup, basically arrested me, and went through my stuff illegally. Then, yesterday, the judge seemed really disappointed. You know, the prosecuting attorney was telling him that he would have to dismiss because this was wrong and that was wrong, and the state wasn't interested in pursuing it.
So the prosecuting attorney was being constitutional, and the judge didn't like it.
Of course. And
so what happened?
I tried to say something, and I said, "Can I speak freely?" And he said, "No! You know the cheeseburger checkpoint lady you keep doing? That's exactly what it reminded me of." So, but it got dropped, thank God. It was just one small step. And
shows how sick these people are. Thank you for the call. That's good news that that happened, though.
Yep. Thank you much, Alex.
Take care, my friend. Annan warns against strike on Iran. So now if you're against striking Iran, you're with Kofi Annan. More good cop, bad cop. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan on Thursday cautioned against military action to punish Iran and said that the Islamic Republic was cooperating, which they are. But see how they went either way? Now you accept UN troops occupying, searching everything. That's your alternative, or you get bombed. See how they're already setting the precedent? He said that they're cooperating with the West on talks about incentives to limit the nuclear program. And again, nuclear, it's peaceful. It is peaceful. I don't think a strike on Iran nuclear facilities is on the cards, Annan said. But that isn't stopping the White House and others from gearing up to do it. Some good news here. House passes bill tightening parental rules for abortion, but all it means now is some other adult can't take your 12- or 13-year-old across state lines to have an abortion. Why can't Congress ban children being able to have abortions without parental consent? I mean, again, your 12-year-old, your 13-year-old's got to have a note to be able to go to the planetarium or the Natural History Museum or the zoo with the school. They still have to have those. I've talked to parents that have children in school. But to go have a baby cut out of them, ripped out of them, vacuumed out of them, I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what happens. They don't have to. I mean, this is insane. So it's good they've done this to limit it a little bit, but it's not enough. $100,000 fine a year in jail. I mean, folks, your child has to get permission from you to go to the mall, but they don't have to go have a baby killed, and Alberto Gonzalez and Bush are all for it. It makes me sick. We're out of time, my friends. I just hope every single one of you will tell your friends and family about this broadcast, whether you listen on AM or FM or shortwave or internet or satellite. That's how we grow. That's how we are, doubling our audience conservatively, consecutively every year. And I hope that you'll call and get my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, my newest film, my best film, really three films in one. It's a mini-series. It's the best way to describe it. It covers the police state, 9/11, and the occult Nazi connections of the Bushes, Schwarzenegger, and all of it, and the latest police state developments and legislative developments and torture developments. You got to get this film. I'm very proud of it. Call right now and tell them you want a copy of Martial Law. Get it. Make copies. Get it out to people. It's having a big effect. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Make that call today. And there's the added thing of supporting this broadcast when you do it. 1-888-253-3139, or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Carts at InfoWars.com or at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available. Right now, it's so easy. Go up to PrisonPlanet.tv and get your membership right now. 1-888-253-3139. These open borders are one of the keystones, touchstones of the New World Order to get rid of our sovereignty. We got to fight it. And everybody out there, regardless of what color you are, let's come together and defeat the New World Order. Hello.